Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us on Mondays, but I was out yesterday, so he agreed to join us today, and we appreciate that. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, happy to do it. Good to be with you today.
So, Guy, economic changes now with the new administration. Things are moving so quickly, so fast, and a lot of different things happening. It's really hard to keep track of it all.
Yeah, it really is. And I think this is one of the differences between Trump 1 and Trump 2. First time around, I don't think he really expected to win. If you remember, all the polls showed that he was going to lose. I think at that point, if you could inject truth serum, he would have said, I'm just doing this to enhance my brand and to help my TV show and the value of the Trump properties. And then, shockingly, he won. And if you remember time 1, probably 2 weeks was wasted with just foolishness about, well, was the crowd bigger for his inauguration or President Obama's? When anybody who looked at the video would realize, look, President Obama, that was a historic moment. It was a bigger crowd. It just was. But he got into that foolishness and got distracted. This time around, there is a sense of urgency, and the lady he has as chief of staff is apparently keeping things on track. And they're flooding the zone with projects, proposals, presidential orders. And it really is an amazing display of order. If you're on Team R, you got to say, wow, this is what we voted for. If you're on Team D, it's like you feel like you're getting pummeled because, he's coming so fast in so many ways. In fact, some of the commentators even said, we don't even know what to cover because so much is going on so quickly.
I get that same sense as just a consumer of a lot of news like you. I'm not sure where they fall in priority any longer either.
Yeah, and I mean, if you think about it, we have today new news pausing all federal grants and loans. Now, a lot of those loans were in the Inflation Reduction Act, the Green New Deal, and there's some good arguments that most of those weren't economically efficient, but you know, some grants are for essential research, so you don't really know where that's going, but it's an actual pause, not a cancellation. So today at 5 p.m., that's over. Not dispersing any money, and of course there'll be court challenges, but that's something that probably no one expected, but it's a sort of rapid response that he said he was going to do. You know, for the state of Louisiana, really focusing hard, repealing the Biden ban on offshore drilling, expanding LNG exports, removing the ban on LNG export terminals, and then the one hand gives, the other takes away, freezing offshore wind leases. So, you know, we're sort of poised to be one of the big producers in offshore wind. Well, it looks like that's going to be on hold. You know, freezing hiring in the government. You know, we probably have more government employees than we need, but you have to be careful. Some are absolutely essential. We do need a bunch of government employees, and a bunch of them do a good job. But he's frozen employment and then laid off a group. You know, suspended the admission portal for people overseas coming to the U.S. as immigrants. Other things that sort of make sense, and you wonder, you know, probably you as a former policeman, why we didn't do this all along, collecting DNA and fingerprints of immigrants. Well, that makes sense. You have a database, and then if somebody does become a criminal, you know right away who they are. But that started. And then TikTok, he used to be opposed to it. Now he's giving them 75 days. Perhaps a deal will be cut. Not really sure. And then if you're in Alaska, you got to feel pretty good. It's, you know, for a while, it was almost as if the federal government was at war with Alaska, because every development they tried to do was banned, stopped, suspended. So he's reversed all that. The roads to the essential minerals are going to be allowed to be built. Drilling will be allowed. Some of the designations of national monuments are removed so that there can be logging, can be hunting and fishing. And then, of course, we get back to climate, Paris Accords, dropping out of that. And, you know, he did this once before. This shouldn't be a surprise. In theory, it takes a year to drop out of it, but when you're the government and you choose not to follow it, it's effectively dead right now. And I think this is important because, you know, there was a chance in the Obama administration when this could have been brought to the Senate for confirmation, and it probably would have been ratified. But now, without it being ratified, any president can either instate it or uninstate it, and he's chosen to drop out of that. So an awful lot in a lot of different areas. We can debate the economic merits of it, but he is following through on the campaign promises that he made.
And then we get to the comments by the Fed Reserve. They seem to be shifting directions a little bit again.
Yeah, Federal Reserve is really on hold right now. And what they're saying is the economy is stronger than we thought. And you and I have talked about this before. The most unsurprising statement ever is Federal Reserve officials were surprised by, fill in the blank, you know, increased employment, increased hiring, you know, whatever it is, rising inflation. They don't seem to be particularly good at predicting the future, which I guess is understandable. I remember that one of the commentators said economics was invented so that astrologers would look better. And I thought, well, that's a little strong. But Fed now is saying, look, we're data dependent. We're just going to wait. We're not likely to reduce rates. And then some of the Fed members in their private talks, when they go around the country, have said, you know, there's a chance we may raise rates. And if you're a mortgage lender like we are, we're not really thrilled about that prospect. And President Trump's not thrilled. He's a real estate developer, and real estate developers are always looking for lower rates. But the Fed at this moment is saying, you know, there's a chance that we may have to raise rates, but for sure we're not lowering them right now.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There was this thought process that there was going to be one, possibly two rate reductions this year. So when there's that thought process, you and I have talked about this, how the market kind of follows that and, you know, and moves different things in different directions. What happens now with their most recent messaging?
Well, what happens is there's a tool that people look at, CME Rate Watch, and it predicts the likelihood of Fed increases, Fed decreases. And right now it is predicting that there may only be one this year. And the problem, of course, with any tool is that it's not always right, but it's sort of directionally accurate. People are beginning to project. A few people are saying there might be rate increases this year. And this is tough, particularly for our mortgage business. Last year was the worst year ever for worst year in 20 years for the mortgage business. So a tough time to get mortgage loans. It doesn't look like mortgage rates are going to drop this year, or if they do, they won't drop by a substantial amount. So that's something that's concerning. And look, every administration wants a strong mortgage business. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. You want to see home builders do well, people buying houses and moving in, and have home building and home buying be pretty much affordable.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Again, things are moving so fast. I have to imagine that people are just having difficulty consuming all of this information.
Well, they really are. And, you know, getting back to your question, the economists are still projecting two rates, but they've moved it all the way back to the end of the year, which means, well, you know, later on we'll maybe move one into next year. But we really don't know, and I think you could make a strong case for either one rate reduction or flat. And look, Jamie Dimon, who sees things both ways, said, you know, we're balancing the bank so that if rates go up, we're okay, and if rates go down, we're okay. And that's the way we run our business. We're not trying to make an interest rate bet, but this is the first time he's talked about, well, we need to be positioned for rate increases as well.
Yeah, it will be really interesting to see how this plays out. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but I don't remember times where, and I guess you have this with every new administration, but maybe not to this degree, such a broad just shift in just a very short period of time.
Yeah, I think this time, you know, because of the turmoil, because of the fact that, you know, President Trump was out for 4 years and is now back, you know, he really had a long time to plan. Okay, what if, you know, if I get back in, what am I going to do? And then you're also, day one, you're a lame duck. So he can't run again. And so the thought process on his side is, look, everything I need to do within the first 2 years, because traditionally at midterms, whoever's the president loses seats. And we know with a thin House majority, there's just very, very little room for that if he wants to continue to hold both sides of the congressional aisle. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of focus. His team is much more focused than they were last time. He's built it out much more quickly. He's got his cabinet people appointed much more quickly. And it's interesting, some of the things he talked about doing day one, he didn't do. He did not impose tariffs day one. And that was something that had been in the discussion. Did not end the Ukraine war on day one. But I think both of those are issues that that his economic people have said, look, we need to put a little pause here. If we abandon Ukraine, that could be a real challenge in the years to come. It'll be much more expensive to fight the next war with Russia if we let Ukraine lose this one. And the same thing on tariffs. So let's use those as a negotiating ploy. But if you impose them day one, you can't reimpose. You've already shot the shotgun.
Yeah, that's really true. And again, not to beat that dead horse, but as you just pointed out, this funding freeze on federal grants that was just released, and there was just another alert that just came out. They're just one after the other, and you're like, wait a second. We just finished reading one, and now there are more. It truly is going to be interesting where this all ends up in a very short period of time, because a lot of this, as you said, are pauses, right? So what is the real rule going to be coming back? And just, is it going to be 30 days, 40 days, 50 days? What, you know? And then you have everything going on with all the other with all the agencies as well.
And I think there is some rationality to doing a pause. Whatever administration's come in, let's look and see what's really working. Let's see what is just a waste, and then we'll go forward. You know, the Biden administration and the Obama administration both reviewed environmental policies and climate change policies and found that 90%+ of them weren't doing anything positive to reduce global emissions. So this was an internal study that they did, and it would have been good to say, let's pause the ones that don't work and only do the ones that do work and, you know, sort of restate. And for the sake of the country, I think we all want America to do well. I'm hoping there'll be a good rational reassessment, and then you refund the things that actually are working.
Yeah, that's certainly, I think that's what most people are hoping for. No, I am. You know, to have some kind of meaningful response to a lot of the stuff that we saw that just didn't seem to make common sense. You know, it didn't seem to be a commonsensical approach to what we were trying to do. Not that everything that happened under the Biden administration was bad, but some of the things that were, it's one thing to say, OK, we're going to stop that. But how do we move forward? Because a lot of this needs to be dealt with in a very reasonable and rational way. When we return, we got to get to a break. We'll talk about a new fraud that's targeting app recipients, as well as beneficial ownership requirements are paused and more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.